Well, hello. I come to you guys in a bit of a different location. Today I'm out, and well, honestly, I was making my way to get some groceries, but I found this really, really nice, what I can only really describe as a meadow, on my way. And I took a detour, and now I'm sitting under a tree and basking in sunlight. Obviously, there's a lot of background noise. I'm right next to a train track, and in the distance, there's some construction going on, and the fact that it's really, really windy out. But I wanted to, I don't know, have like a little monologue about myself, kind of talk about what's going on, I suppose. So, yes, I'm sat on this meadow, or in this meadow, and I just felt this urge to record something, but obviously, I'm literally just sitting here on my ass, wearing far too many clothes for the temperature that it is right now. I've got some jeans and a jacket on, and it's never been sunnier. The only thing that gives me a little bit of solace is the fact that it's kind of windy out, which I'm sure you guys can hear. But yeah, I've been to this meadow a few times before. In my teen years, I used to come here quite often because it was my safe space, and then I moved away for work. Then I came back, and now, well, yeah, I'm sat here and I'm speaking to you guys, feeling a sense of vulnerability. And there's a train. Okay, the train's gone now. But yeah. I don't know. I thought maybe I'd do a get to know me kind of audio where I speak about who I am and, well, yeah, who is baby Psyche? I don't know. Where do I begin? Well, if I'm going to do an introduction, I am a girl. Or maybe I should get into the habit of calling myself a woman. Something about playing into some sort of, I don't know, patriarchy, where, I don't know. There's this thing where I don't really feel comfortable with calling myself a woman. I don't feel like I qualify yet, I guess. Because I'm still quite young, to be honest. I just, like, I'm 20. I have, like, my entire life ahead of me. Yeah, I don't know. That's just like, I've had this train of thought for a while where, well, I'm an adult now. I think ever since I turned 18, actually, I've been thinking about this. I'm an adult now. I should be calling myself a woman, shouldn't I? Because, like, there isn't, I don't feel like there's this weirdness that comes with being a male and calling yourself a man. Like, I'm perfectly, like, I feel acceptable when, like, it feels acceptable when my friends, my guy friends, they go, yeah, I'm a man. I'm like, well, obviously. But me and my friends who are around my age, it feels kind of like off when we call ourselves women. And I know it's not just me, it's kind of my friends as well who think this. Yeah, sorry, that was just like a completely other tangent that I'm sure is not important or at all interesting. Just me talking a bunch of shit. But yeah, I am a 20-year-old girl. And I've been listening to audios on Reddit not that long in comparison to other people. I started listening to audio. I think it was Gone Wild Audio I discovered first. Last year, when I was starting a course in, wait, what is it in English? Sorry. I was starting a course on, I guess it's political science, at university, and I don't know, I was kind of lonely there. I moved to a new city to do this program to become a, well, I can only assume the direct translation. The direct translation is state science. So I assume the English equivalent would be political science? But yeah, I had been planning on, well, I was enrolled in a program to do political science and get a philosophy major in, or philosophy PhD. Sorry, I just don't know what the English equivalent to these words are. Philosophy PhD in political science. And I ended up dropping out about, I would say, 2/3 of the way through the semester because, well, I had shitty, like, my teachers were shitty and the environment wasn't very healthy for me. So I moved back to my, well, it's not really my hometown. It's my hometown in this country. But yeah, I moved back up north, I guess you could say. And I started on an English course. And then now I am enrolled to start studying law in the beginning of autumn. So I live in, well, I don't know if I want to, because I've been kind of like toying around with what I want to reveal online. I'm not really sure how open I want to be. I know that I'm definitely not going to give out any information that could lead to my actual identity being found out. I am quite closed when it comes to things like my sexuality in real life. I find it very difficult to talk about it with, like, my friends, and even ex-partners. I've had issues in the past where I didn't really know how to articulate what it is that I wanted from them, which is, you know, an issue. I mean, there are a few things which I'm very open to, like, obviously, well, I think it's obvious, I'm not sure, I kind of have a subby streak in me, and that's not really a surprise, but that comes out in, like, my actual personality. But things like specific kinks and stuff, that's obviously not something that, well, not obviously, actually, that isn't something I talk about with my friends, just because I'm not comfortable with it. And I think maybe making audios for you guys to listen to will help me with that. I think I already feel very comfortable with the entire process of making audios, but posting them is actually very nerve-wracking for me. I get very shy, and what I have to do is I have to log out of Reddit on both my PC and my phone, and I don't check until, like, the next morning when I wake up. But yeah, going back to where I'm from, I don't think there's any harm in saying that I am from a Scandinavian country, which I think will come to a surprise quite a few people because of my voice. I have been told by many a people that I sound, or many a person, I don't know, by many a people that I sound very American in my accent when I speak English. I would not be able to tell you why. I've never been to America. The closest I've been to America is Canada, and that was for a 2 week long summer vacation with my parents to visit my aunt and my uncle and my cousin. So I even grew up in surrounded by a lot of British people as well, so that really does not make any sense to me, why I would sound American. I think it must be like how I consumed American music. I cannot really think of any other reason. Maybe like movies, TV shows, stuff like that. But yeah, it's weird. Yeah, so as I was saying, I come from a Scandinavian country. I don't sound... Well, when I speak the language of the country that I'm in, people cannot tell the difference in my accent. I sound fully Scandinavian when I speak. So that's not really a problem that I've ever had. Oh, there's another train. A little quieter though. What else? God, what do we... Yeah, so... Did I mention why I was inspired to turn on that audio? Pillow talk audio? I don't think so. Basically, I decided to start making audios because I felt like it was a safe way for me to comfortably explore my sexuality and become more confident in myself. I've been listening for just under a year, and I feel really inspired by the people that I have listened to. I feel like people who I listen to often are really, really talented. They're really, really well-spoken. They're really... Well, they are very inspiring, in my opinion. And I like to thank them for kind of giving me the courage to do stuff. I also feel like since I've been living in Europe for... Well, 7 years, I guess. 7 or 8 years. My level of English has gone down, and I kind of want to keep practicing it so I'm back to the stage I was before I moved to Europe. Because I feel like I used to be very, very, oh my god, very well spoken and articulate with the words that I chose to use and just how I spoke overall. And obviously learning another language and living in a country where English isn't the first language, you kind of lose that because you fall out of practice. So I feel a little rusty. I apologize at all, like if any weird wording or phrasing comes up, because I want to get back to the level I was before. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get 10 lines around my ankles because I'm wearing jeans. I feel like this was a horrible idea, but at the same time, it's been very therapeutic. I might do more of these where I kind of just come to this meadow, sit down, and talk a bunch of shit. I don't know if I'll be able to do that during the winter, though, since it'll be covered in snow, but it feels like a fun idea. But yeah, thank you for listening to me ramble for 15 minutes, just talking about whatever, myself, just really narcissistically. I think I'm gonna go grab some groceries now and head back home, like I originally planned to. But I hope you have an amazing day or night wherever you are. I hope life is treating you well. I hope you listen to more of my audios, and yeah, I hope you're doing good. Have a nice day/night, guys.